So, lawmakers are back in Richmond for the 2019 General Assembly session. What's the mood like there?
Well, it's an election year, Luke, and all these elected officials need to get reelected. Later this year, all of the House members are going to be on the ballot, and all of the senators are going to be on the ballot. So election year politics are flying fast and furious here at the Capitol, and lawmakers are introducing a lot of what they call brochure bills. These are bills they know are not going to pass, but they can end up in a brochure that you hand to voters when you're on the campaign trail. So I asked Democratic Delegate Mark Levine of Alexandria about bills that are introduced specifically because it's an election year.
And sometimes that might mean introducing a bill that you know and everybody knows won't get passed, right?
I'll give you an example of one. I have introducing a bill to end the Electoral College. I think presidents should be decided by the popular vote. I happen to believe in a democracy the people should decide. I expect that bill to be killed.
And voting against one of those brochure bills can also be helpful in a campaign. When I asked Republican Delegate Terry Kilgore about brochure bills, he mentioned a bill that the Democrats are pushing.
Well, there's some things that was not, you know, like doing away with right to work and things of that nature. Of course, you know, that's in our best interest to make sure that doesn't pass because, you know, we think the business community would be much better served with a right to work. So, you know.
It's interesting. You bring up one of their bills as one of your brochure bills, right? So
right.
You're eager to kill it so you can go on the campaign trail,
that's
right?
I am eager on that one.
Now, it might seem a little soon, but the primary election is almost here. It's going to happen about 3 months after the session this year.
Well, the highlight of the first week in Richmond is always the governor's speech to a joint session. What did the governor have to say this time around?
Well, one of the most interesting things about the governor's appearance is how it looked, because he appeared with like a military detachment from Jamestown to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the House of Burgesses. Now, this military detachment from Jamestown was complete with chest armor, helmets, and feather plumes, so that was kind of fun. Now, the governor outlined a broad agenda, everything from extending high-speed internet access in rural areas to allowing no excuse absentee voting. One of the top things on his agenda is criminal justice reform. Now, the governor surprised many lawmakers by calling for the decriminalization of simple possession of marijuana.
Moving forward on this front will have the same significance as our work together to increase the felony larceny threshold. One mistake won't define Virginians for the rest of their lives.
And Northam didn't stop there. He's supporting a number of criminal justice reform efforts, like ending the practice of suspending driver's licenses over failure to pay court costs and ending the suspension of licenses for non-driving offenses. Now, Speaker of the House Kirk Cox is a little skeptical.
My fear would be that if you're totally going to revamp the criminal justice system, you've got to be very careful with that. Because what I don't want to be here is where I was 20 years ago, very high crime rates.
So that's not a no, but it's also not a yes. So I suppose they'll hammer out the details in committee.
Well, it certainly sounds like there's a lot going on at the Capitol.
There sure is.
And we trust that you will keep us up to date on all the issues, won't you?
I sure will. Thanks, Luke.